Our next reading is called Words About the Return of the Light. The winter festival we celebrate today has much older roots than the birth of Jesus, and its roots are more anchored in human need than in divine appearances. But the birth of Jesus, as told in Christian scripture, is a story of hope, a story that has universal appeal. The universal story of this time of year is not about happiness and joy, nor is it about family gathering and turkey feasts. It's not about gifts given or received or any of those trappings that can weigh down our Decembers. No, the winter festival is really about darkness becoming light, about despair becoming hope, about finding ways out of aloneness and reaching out to make connections. The origins of these festivals, now all lumped together into Christmas, are about the solstice. It is about the longest and coldest night of the year. A poet once wrote about the agony of the long dark night of the soul, about how it is in the darkness that we feel most isolated, most afraid, and most in despair. But when the sun does reach its lowest point, on the solstice, the light begins to return again. In ancient times, this was the holy day. And the cause for the feasting wasn't joy, but hope. Hope that the coming year would be prosperous. Hope that whatever we had experienced that was bad could be left behind. The coming back of the longer days, bit by bit, brought the promise that renewal was possible, that change could come, that the loneliness and despair did not have to be permanent. The change does not come quickly, nor does the renewing light, just a few minutes a day. But change is possible. We only have to take the time to notice the brightening in the sky. We only have to hang on until things get better.
So December 25th, Christmas Day, the first day of Hanukkah. Both events are commemorating moments when humanity transcended the world described by Schopenhauer, the world where we yearn to escape everyday life with its painful crudity and its hopeless dreariness, where we are constrained by the fetters of our own ever-shifting desires. Hanukkah and Christmas each hold out hope for that transcendence, and they do so during the coldest and darkest season of the year. I've adapted the following words from a Jewish website describing the significance of Hanukkah. Hanukkah actually was begun to commemorate a battle won, despite astonishing odds, by the Maccabees against the Seleucid monarchs Antiochus and those Jews who had allied with him, those Jews who appeared ready to abandon their Jewish tradition. Later rabbis were uncomfortable with that military-themed celebration, so they focused instead on a miracle that's not even mentioned in the book of the Maccabees, a miracle that wasn't recorded until 600 years after it ostensibly happened. A miracle that in the temple, after it was cleaned out, a cruse of oil that should only have lasted for one day lasted for eight. The time of the Maccabees, the temple had already stood, of course, though it had been defiled and used as a garbage dump. The Maccabees rededicated it. Very few remember when the temple was first dedicated, on the Jewish holiday of Sukkot. But almost all Jews remember when it was rededicated. Hanukkah, the holiday of rededication. A holiday that teaches us something essential about successful living. The history of the Jewish people over at least 3,000 years has been a history of rededication in the face of apparent defeat. Despite many reasons for despair, in a crucial turn towards the future, resilient spirits chose renewed hope and rededicated themselves to purposeful living. That Hanukkah moment is the inspiration we all need. Everyone fails in ways large and small, and we need the strength to rise anew. The marriage that is floundering requires rededication. The student who is failing must rededicate herself. The addict, starting each new day of sobriety, must rededicate his life. The late Rabbi Hugo Grin was a child in Auschwitz. On the holiday of Hanukkah came. His father fashioned a makeshift menorah and melted some precious margarine, the ration they had been given, to light a wick on that first night. The young Hugo, outraged, protested to his father, how could he use the food which sustained them in the midst of such horror just to observe a holiday? And many years later, Rabbi Grin said that that moment his father spoke words he would never forget. His father said, my child, we know we can live 3 days without water. And you can live 3 weeks without food. But you cannot live 3 minutes without hope. A choice for rededication to what we believe is powerful, even sacred. There are moments when all of us are afraid, when we feel hopeless and alone. Learn the lessons of Hanukkah, the holiday of rededication. No matter how many times you've done it before, once again, when you face dark, light a candle. And so the story of Christmas is also a story of human transcendence. Jesus was born into poverty in an occupied land. Despite the wonderful stories, there were no angels heralding his arrival. No foreign wise men come bearing gifts. The fact that we remember him today and his birth is the result of his ability to transcend his station in the world, and to bring a message of love and compassion to the marginalized in society. Jesus brought the good news to the poor, not that they would find their reward in heaven, but that they should not judge their success or failure in life by how much money or land or stuff they acquired. Rather, they should judge by how much love and compassion they held for their fellow human beings, especially those living in the margins. The miracle of Jesus' life is the miracle available to each of us, an expression of free will that we all have. The ability to risk our security and to follow our hearts. But what is it that calls us to transcend to that transcendent love personified by Jesus of Nazareth? Or that gives us the courage to rededicate our lives in the face of overwhelming odds and repeated failures? That is the miracle behind the miracle of Christmas. The miracle behind the miracle of Hanukkah. In this season of returning light, may you sense that transcendent spirit. Amen.